and it was going to be those two universes crossing over somehow. All I know is I don't want my 23 Jump Street.
You know what? Okay, those are, work. Those are all good movies. The Men in Blacks.
I never saw
I only saw Men in Black 1. I saw the ending of Men in Black 2, and I thought it was really cool how, like, they do that thing where they're like, you know, there's more to it than just us. And it's like, you have no idea. And then they zoom out and, like, Earth is just like, or the universe that has Earth is just like a locker. And, like, compared to everything else. I thought that was really cool. I didn't see Men in Black 2. I didn't see Men in Black 3.
2 was good, dude. And 3...
You could, in my opinion, you could turn... Like, you're not going to be wowed. But, I mean, you can turn them... They're solid movies.
If you combined the 21, 2 Jump Street with Men in Black and had, like, a meta, like, making fun of itself kind of thing with those writers, if you hire Lord and Miller again and you got those actors, those writers, like, it would be fucking unreal. I think, like, I was really on board
because
they taught, like, basically when 22 came out, they're like, yeah, we're done, like, we're not doing any more, as much as, like, everyone loves this, and you know, it could probably, well,
they put
but
the
then
cherry on top with that credit scene, right?
Yeah, oh god,
that is so good.
But when they when I heard combined Men in Black with 20, I was like, no way, that's fucking awesome.
That's funny.
Do it, fucking do it. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But
I had no idea Lord Miller did it until that article I read this week. Yeah, because Jonah Hill said he talked to them and they said they weren't.
They were like, ah, I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think that's going to happen because they're busy with the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, I could see that being fucking awesome though, combining 22 with Men in Black. But Han Solo, them doing Han Solo, fuck am I pumped about that.
They're casting a young Lando Calrissian now too.
No way.
For that movie. And it's going to probably be Donald Glover, they said. So.
Really?
And he's good, he's good. He's a good actor.
Donald Glover?
Yeah, he's
Donald Glover. Isn't there a
Danny Glover?
Danny Glover. Oh, I'm fucking racist.
That's Lethal Weapon.
Fucking racist.
Donald Glover's black too, though.
Yeah.
Donald Glover's black. But no,
what's he in? What's Donald? I feel like I've heard that name before.
He was the weird scientist in The Martian. Remember the one who came up with? Chris and I just watched that on our camping trip.
It's pretty good.
Decent.
I didn't go nuts for it, but it's good.
Decent.
It's a good movie.
Best Picture? I don't know how I got a nom for that, but...
There's other movies that should have been nominated in front of it.
Yeah.
And it should not have won. The one that drove me fucking crazy is when it won Best Comedy at the Golden Globes. I was like, go fuck yourself.
Like, there's comedic moments, but it's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy, but it like put itself in the comedy category because it was like, oh, if we go in comedy against all these other movies, we'll win the Golden Globe.
It's not
a fucking comedy.
It's a
comedic drama. Like, it's a drama that has comedic moments.
It beats the fuck out of Gravity, I'd say.
Really? You liked it better than Gravity?
Gravity was just...
Huh. I really liked Gravity. I thought Gravity was the better movie.
I liked Interstellar better than Gravity.
Yeah, oh, really?
Me too.
That's I'd have to think about that one. I really liked Gravity. I wasn't up to the hype of Gravity. People hyped the shit out of Gravity.
Yeah,
I was like,
that.
It's really good, but... It's not unreal.
It's well shot. It's well shot, but it's like it's as a movie that sells itself as current time and scientifically plausible. It kind of goes to Hollywood at some point where she's like, you know, flying across space with a fire extinguisher. It's like, okay, all right, okay, you know.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse
not...
Tyson apparently like ripped holes in the logic of Gravity,
did,
which doesn't necessarily.
I read that beforehand, but I mean, at the same time, I was like, it's Hollywood, but then they just took it to a level that was. Too far for me. I'm like a Star Trek fan type. So I know.
Yeah, you know science.
So if you're gonna sell me a bill of goods and say this is, this is accurate, you know, and then it's like, well, even I can.
Things fall in space when you shoot them in Star Wars.
It's like,
I do like when a movie does a
Interstellar. I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I really liked Interstellar. I rated Gravity 4 out of 5. I also rated Interstellar 4 out of 5. Gun to my head, $1 million question. I'd probably say Interstellar. But I did really like, it is. And there's more like science-y, like I really like the stuff in Interstellar where they are on that planet for like 8 minutes. And they're like, time works differently here. Like it's been like 40 years. And then it's like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, it's Nolan, man. And Nolan, like Interstellar's probably one of his worst movies. Still, really good movie. Still a really good movie.
I liked it more than people, a lot of critics and people.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really liked it. I was debating rating it 5 stars. And then I saw Nightcrawler the same night that I saw Interstellar. Yeah. And I thought about both movies a little bit. I fucking love Nightcrawler.
Both are good.
I fucking love Nightcrawler. Both are very good. Nightcrawler is fucking awesome. Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal.
You like that more?
Than Interstellar. Yeah, fucking rights I did. I love Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I would probably
acting, say, man. Acting, acting in that movie. He's such a fucking creep. He does such a good job playing that character.
Everybody's
movie. Everyone's good in that. Everyone's good in that movie.
I watched that movie with James while I was at Pan Games.
Really?
I didn't know it was a thing prior to that.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
He should have got nominated for that performance.
Jake Gyllenhaal's special in that
one. And maybe even won it. Yeah. It's interesting, though. It's really, like... Yeah. Dan Gilroy wrote and directed. Did he write and direct? Really great, like, idea for a movie. Like, yeah, the guys that, you know, record bad shit. Ambulance Chasers. And, like, the story behind that.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed that movie. Is that the year Whiplash happened?
That was the year Whiplash happened. That was my favorite movie of that year.
Whiplash.
You haven't seen Whiplash?
Dude.
You fucking kidding
Christy
me
and I
right
just
now?
Watched it like a few months
Fuck,
ago.
Fuck, it's awesome. It was Birdman's a great movie, too. And so is Boyhood. Have you seen Boyhood yet?
I heard it's so
You like, long. You No, you like Linklater, man. You like School of Rock.
Yeah,
you like Dazed and Confused.
Waking Life.
You'll love Boyhood. I'm not going to say Boyhood. Whiplash for me. Boyhood might be my second favorite movie of that year. Boyhood's fucking awesome. Whiplash for sure. Whiplash is fucking unreal.
And I don't think I'll
Birdman's awesome too, man. Like, it was a good year for movies. It really was.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to watch Whiplash again.
So good.
It's on such a pedestal for me.
It's got like Full Metal Jacket.
Just watch Whiplash when you get a chance.
Absolutely.
It's about jazz drumming, but it's like
it doesn't matter.
That I could give two fucks about, but it's just so
it's so good.
It's such a cool in like pull you in, grab you by the collar and rip you in story.
Like
it blows your
like
blows your head back.
Yeah.
Blows your fucking head back.
And like trashing somebody, it's like Full Metal Jacket, like trashing the guy learning. It's probably I don't know. Full Metal Jacket, like those scenes.
That's
where the drill sergeant is like, and that's I would equate it like J.K. Simmons ripping up Miles Teller is like Full Metal, probably even better than Full Metal Jacket. Those Full Metal Jacket scenes, man. I'm really excited about that. I wanted Bryan Cranston for Commissioner Gordon. I'm super pumped about J.K. Simmons as long as they hire fucking writers.
Snyder's going to be involved, but I'm hoping they can pull... You know what? I watched the Comic-Con. They did, like, a trailer. It's not even really a trailer. It's more or less a collection of scenes, but it looks promising.
Yeah.
After
you know what I've decided?
I'm more excited about the one-off I'm excited about Affleck's Batman. Okay. I want Affleck to write and direct a Batman, and let's see what he can do. I'm thinking they'll figure out Justice League, and it'll be at least good.
Passable.
I think it'll be passable.
Is Snyder doing it?
He is.
Yeah, Snyder's still...
Okay, so here's what I've come... Okay, I don't know if I told you this. I really wanted to watch Batman versus Superman again, and I'm like, is it really as bad as I remember it? And then I rented it on iTunes and paid another $5.99 to do it, and it is. Like, it's exactly as bad as I remember it. But I'm like, there's so many, like, good... Like... I like a lot of the characters. Like, there's so many good pieces to it. They just tell the story so
badly. Affleck does a good job of Batman.
He's good.
Alfred is, like...
Jeremy Irons.
I love Michael Caine, but, like, Jeremy Irons playing Alfred was fucking great.
Yeah.
Did a great job. And they actually wrote that character... That's one of the few characters in that whole movie they actually wrote.
You want to see more of
him. They wrote well. They wrote him well in that movie.
They were like, I want to see more of this character.
You need a little more Alfred, though.
You do.
Yeah, there's just so much of this stuff where he's just trying to inject and... there's just a lot of, like...
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff there, but it was just...
It was a fucking lead-in movie, and Batman fighting Superman should not be a lead-in. That should be, like...
That should be
like their Civil War, and then now you're building to Avengers. That's like the thing you build to, and then now you build off of that into something else.
I didn't mind that part of the story, though, where to me, it's logical that.
I think he would come back to me, but though.
Batman wouldn't like the alien without, like.
Oh, no. I get why they don't like each other. Like
they fight first and become friends later. Yeah. Okay. That's.
But it could have been done so much better. Like, Dark Knight Returns. That's all you got to point to is the way Dark Knight Returns was done. And not.
Fuck with it.
And I'm gonna have the high standard and be like, you can do Dark Knight Returns in live action. Like, you can do it like Frank Miller did it, writing the comic, and those animated DC movies. Like, it's Batman fighting Superman, and Batman being so fucking smart that he figures out a way to actually beat Superman, even though that should never happen. It's like, oh, he does it, and it's like, oh yeah, okay,
it's kind of dumb.
I'll go there.
The Dark Knight Returns kind of dumb that way, but I mean,
really,
I think it's dumb.
Really,
I think it's
nuclear war. The sun is blotted out. Superman just won nuclear war for the states. He's worn out from that. The sun isn't there, so he's not getting any energy from anything. Green Arrow helps out.
Helps out
Batman. Shoots him with the kryptonite arrow.
The heart attack thing was stupid. That's what I meant more. Is that
Bruce Wayne just being old and having a heart attack right when he's about to.
A fake heart attack.
I mean, he wasn't going to kill Superman. He just. I love that fucking line, though. Like, I want you to remember, like, I'm the one who beat you. Like that, yeah. And then he has a heart attack and fake dies. And then they try to do the same thing in Batman v Superman, only flip it, and Superman fake dies.
That's stupid. It's weak.
That ending,
yeah. Honestly, after looking at the Wonder Woman trailer, looked fucking cool.
Yeah.
And the Justice League trailer looked promising. It looked like they took a little Marvel and sprinkled it in. But like the Flash,
but the Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah.
No, it didn't look great.
The Suicide trailer looked like one of the top. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, top five trailers you've ever seen, unbelievable trailer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable trailer.
Well,
shitty movie.
The Queen one, the one with the Queen song.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Even Ballroom Blitz, the Ballroom Blitz trailer.
Yeah, was,
those trailers are fucking awesome. That movie is better than Batman v Superman. The thing that's...
You've seen it?
Yes. I would not pay... I'm voting with my dollars now at this juncture. I heard... And you should always decide what you think about a movie based on your own feelings. But when I heard bad things about Suicide Squad, I was like, all right. Like, fuck this. I'm voting with my dollars at this juncture. I'm not paying any more money for this. If Suicide Squad is great... then I will somehow find a way to support it. But, you know, I was so excited for this movie. Apparently it sucks. DC has... X-Men, they gained my money. So, First Class was awesome. Yeah. Apocalypse was awesome.
No, Apocalypse was shit.
Or, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
First Class was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Days of Future Past was awesome. So, I bought a ticket for Apocalypse because you've got my money. Fuck you, take my money. First Class... Days of Future Past, awesome. I'll pay for Apocalypse. Apocalypse is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. So, DC didn't earn that. DC did not earn me to pay for money, to pay for a movie that people say is shitty. So, I decided not to pay for Suicide Squad. I got a shitty cam. You know when people take a camera into the theater? I got that. 25 minutes into the movie, it's solid. Like, it's not consistently bad like Batman v Superman is. It's shitty. Yeah. It's better than Batman v Superman. It's still a bad movie. It's still a 2 out of 5 for me.
What was your favorite part?
The first 20, 25 minutes of the movie are solid. Yeah. You're like, this
I'm
is good.
Away, the dog's came back.
Okay.
Where is he?
Okay.
He's in between those two.
He might be sleeping. He might not even...
Oh, there he is, yeah.
The first 20, 25 minutes are like...
Getting drinks or
something. I'm in. Like, it's like they're doing a good job.
Oh,
yeah.
Lee?
Yeah. No, that I made a what the fuck. I used half the pombe. So you can have the rest. Obviously, they're your pombes.
You may have the rest of your drink.
Who
won a bet? Oh.
She won a bet. Lisa and I had a bet. We went to a wedding ceremony. We were only invited to a wedding ceremony.
So wait, you went to
I'm recording a podcast. I've been recording a podcast. Hey, conversation is a lost art. We're Grown Man Coloring. I'm Lee.
Hi.
Oh, we're doing a thing?
We are 14 minutes and 27 seconds into a Grown Man Coloring podcast.
Oh,
our conversations were flowing well, and I was like, hey, we should, I get into conversations with you guys, and I'm like, there's got to be someone else who would, this is fucking podcast worthy, so we got to record.
So, there was a really good, I'm going to change just,
yeah, go ahead,
specifically because of this, I listened to, I'm pretty sure it was a Radio Lab, about a guy that secretly recorded conversations with people, and he fucking hated his life at the end of it. And you should learn a lesson from this.
Why did he hate his life at the end of it? Because
he knew he was being recorded, but the people he was talking to didn't.
That's legal.
And he was like always like, he could never really be himself because he was always on a performance.
I found myself even like, as soon as I press record on this phone, I found myself like amping up my personality. And like the conversation was like dying out and I'm trying to like keep it alive. And like Lisa starts talking and I know she doesn't want to be in the podcast. So I'm like trying to like, you know, like shut up, don't talk. I know you don't want to be on our show.
So you might enjoy this one episode, but it's called The Wire. And I forget what, because I listened to too many podcasts lately, but the episode is called The Wire. I really enjoyed it. I actually listened to it a second time because I enjoyed it so much. But that was like the moral of the story of this guy who now is a radio announcer in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He was wearing a wire. Yeah. Basically, he would turn it on or off.
Neat.
And he was talking about how he like cut holes in all the pockets of his pants so he could like mic himself up. And he felt kind of weird without like the,
because it was like
a mini disc recorder.
Yeah.
He would have in his pocket, so like there's a physical thing spinning and shaking because that was the technology at the time.
Yeah.
And he felt weird when it wasn't kind of vibrating on him a little bit.
Like if he wasn't, you know what? Honestly, boys, like I'm getting to that stage. In my life, like, if I'm...
14 minutes. Like, I get the 20 seconds before, but you've been on show, and I've just been fucking around.
But, yeah.
You drop, like, 4 N-bombs.
Yeah.
But, like, I get that now when I get... When I'm hanging out somewhere, and, like, people say funny things, or, like, something... Not even, like, just, like, conversations of substance happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta record this. Like, it's... I've become, my life is a stage.
You're big time reporter.
In my own head anyways, because I'm like,
good material,
this is good material. Like, these people are saying funny things or insightful things or important things, which could also be said as insightful. Yeah. Like, maybe it's a problem, but it's going to.
I hate podcasts.
Are you okay with, you're on the show right now, Grown Man Coloring, Grown Women.
Never mind.
Do you?
I love them.
It's okay not hear. For everyone, yeah. But then at the same time, it's weird. Like, Lisa watches The Social, which is basically a podcast, only it's visual. Like, talk shows are basically podcasts podcasts happen.
Yeah.
Like, Oprah is a podcast, only it's not as genuine and the same because, like, they're moving. Before, like, how do you get into a topic if you only spend 3 minutes on it? Like, there's, everything is more nuanced than 3 minutes, cut to commercial, you know, talking head, ticker at the bottom of the screen. Not that The Social or Oprah has any of that stuff happening, but.
Speaking of podcasts, you had recommended to me Turned Out a Punk.
Turned Out a Punk is fucking awesome.
Well, I've listened
to one. I love it.
I listened to one.
Which one?
I listened to Fat Mike, because that's my, you know, that's
where he's our idol.
That's
we
where
grew
I logically
up.
Start.
Yeah.
So I went there and I listened to it and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And but I found that the format of that one kind of
it resembles ours too much.
Which one did you listen to? Chris Cresswell?
I actually did downloaded the most recent one, which was the Melancholin one.
Oh.
And I like Melancholin.
Yeah. I fucking love Melancholin. I don't have tickets to their show, and I don't think I will get tickets to their show.
But,
can't believe I fucked
that
up.
I can see why you like it, but it kind of crosses a fine line of it's too long and unorganized, and I don't enjoy listening to things. I enjoy learning things.
Which one do you mean, Lee? Or, sorry, Chris?
Just the show in general.
The format of the show is too much.
Really?
Like,
see,
it's just too much like friends sitting around bullshitting.
See, that's Chris.
That's what I love.
That's what I was saying.
Well, I mean, that's why this is your podcast.
That's what I was saying is I found that the constrictive format where he asks questions about, like, how did you start out in punk? Like, how did you get into punk? And it's, which is a fine, it's
question, cool. Yeah.
You know, it's a fine topic, but I was, he kept asking questions, like, how'd you get started? What was your first show? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just let the conversation flow from that a little
bit. So it was almost too, you thought it wasn't constrictive enough. You thought it was too constrictive.
Yeah. I like it when it's more free-flowing. Yeah. A little bit. But it's, that's me.
They
it's
do.
Not, it's, not the, it's not that it's constrictive. I don't, it's fine if it goes wherever it needs to go. It's just, it's, there's a lot of filler space in there. Like, just,
I like the filler space, but you don't. Like, you're different, you're looking for different things from podcasts.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I think that Turnout of Punk does a good job of doing both. Like, it has its, like, constrictive, like, we jump off here, but they veer off. So often they, like, okay, so when did you get into punk? They'll veer off on, like, this story has a relation to this story. So it's constrictive, but then it's not, because, like, even in the, like, jumping off point, it's like, oh, they'll say something about this, and then they'll talk, oh, I remember seeing this band there. Oh, yeah, I saw this band there. I know that guy. He did this. Yeah. Like, it goes all over the place. But at the same time, yeah, it is weird when
I have a sample size of one. So I'm
sure. Exactly.
I turned on. I listened to the first 20 minutes of one today, and it was a melancholy one. And like I can see what I couldn't finish it. Okay. I couldn't finish it, and that's, and it reminded me that I see what's going on here. I can see why Lee liked that podcast. The format's very similar to the podcast that we do, and if my friends weren't in this podcast, I probably wouldn't like it either. So,
yeah,
you know, like, it's not my format.
Neat. Okay, well, we'll catch up with you guys. I guess this will be like a little bonus mini episode of some point that hopefully...
I think we'll just tie it to another one tomorrow.
Or something. I mean, if you're hearing this now, then obviously it made its way onto the grown gmc.podbean.com at some point. Twitter at gmcpod.
Otherwise, you're a hacker.
Otherwise, yeah, you have all my, you're hacking into my phone.
Yeah,
which,
your passwords. You have Lee's passwords.
You probably
got the nuclear launch codes.
Yeah, you know my social insurance number.
Racquetball 88.
Racquetball 12. Sure, kill shot splat. Splinter. Drive serve splinter.
Splinter Optimus Prime dies in 86.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye.
Boys and girls.
Bye.
I don't want to make my fiance silently sit at a campfire listening to us record a podcast. So, well, see you later.
Good night.
Bye bye.